back to Kicking It with Arnie Millay. Today we're giving you a New Year's Friend Edition brought to you by Nani and
Millay.
What's up with those glasses?
Oh, you know, this is how I'm going to be entering 2020, blocking out my haters.
Period.
So, what about you?
Oh, yeah, I got that 2020 vision. So, y'all know, if y'all hating, I can see it. I can see it with my special goggles. Take these off. These give me a headache. Okay. So, first,
we're going to introduce our guests.
Guests. What's their name?
Anaya. Anaya what? Baldwin.
Yeah. What's your name?
Leslie. And just so you know, it's Coughlin.
Okay. Well, we got Coughlin and Baldwin.
First, we're going to start with crazy laws. So, New Orleans, it is illegal for a woman to drive unless her husband is in front of her waving a flag. Opinions. I think that's just an easy way to kill your husband.
Especially if he's
cheating on you. Next opinion.
And are we?
That sounds sexist.
It really does.
I agree.
Facts.
Yes. Okay. Now we're going down to Rhode Island. You cannot sell toothpaste or toothbrush to the same customer on a Sunday.
What if they're too funky?
Dehygienic.
That's whack.
They must be high. I just think that's trash.
That sounds trifling.
Y'all aggressive.
Y'all nasty.
Trifling.
So you gotta go to a whole different store to get a toothbrush or a toothpaste. I think that's dumb.
That's bad hygiene.
Stupid.
On so many levels. Thank you for that wonderful explanation.
Next is Louisiana. Okay. It is illegal to send a surprise pizza. I will not deal with this.
I didn't finish reading.
Y'all know what?
This is trash. I need my pizza. Something. Like, that pizza is going to be hot, steamy, cheesy, crisp, and fresh.
Who would ever want to send a surprise pizza without you knowing? I just think that's unexpected.
I mean, it's a wonderful idea. You know, you don't need a pizza anyway.
Free pizza. Unacceptable.
It is acceptable.
I just wanted to ring my bell for a change.
What pizza?
So aggressive.
Okay, in Maine, it is illegal to park in front of Dunkin' Donuts.
What?
No.
So you gotta park across the street,
like just all the way over yonder, to get you some donuts.
So if you're trying to get yourself a donut, you park your car in front of Dunkin' Donuts. You come outside, you get your donuts. You stand up. You like, oh, these some good donuts. These are very good. Where the heck is my car? Who in the eternity would steal my car in front of a store? In front of a shop that has all these cameras, and then you realize a cop comes up to you and be like, ma'am, you're under arrest for parking your car in front of Dunkin' Donuts. You'd be like, I object. Where is my lawyer? I need an attorney.
I'ma sue somebody today. I need my car back.
Any other opinions before we change?
It's stupid.
We heard enough from you, Jackie.
Stupid!
Wow. I just smacked my hands too hard.
Gotta give it a light tap.
I hate glasses. Glasses is all gone.
Then take it off the table. Continue. I want some Skittles.
It's
but I
Maine.
Need to
so what's your main opinion? No.
We gonna have some problems. So you telling me I can't stuff my face with some delicious
Dunkin' Donuts, and I gotta walk across the street to get in my car. After I just ate some delicious donuts, I'm trying to gain weight, then I lose it. Unacceptable. If I get hit, no, I ring my bell. If I get hit by a car, I'm suing you guys. Because I have to park across the street to get to my car instead of just parking in front of Dunkin' Donuts. Do they not have a parking lot?
Okay, so you just have a magician. Like, you go in, you come out. Magician was there probably because they just disappear on. Where my car at?
Okay, next.
No.
Who wants to read it?
Nobody wants to park at Lowe's.
Who wants to be next?
What are you talking about?
I don't even know.
Go across the street.
Oh. Oh. Okay. Who wants to read the next
Me.
One?
Me. Oh, go ahead. In Mississippi, nutrition labels cannot be enforced. For one, I'm lost. I think I need to go back to school. I don't even know what that
let's
means.
Let's Google it.
Same. Yeah, let's Google it. Me no comprehendo, because I the words went in one ear and came out the other.
Yeah.
She has something to say.
What you need?
Nutrition labels are what tells you what's going on with the food.
All right, thank you. Dictionary.
Okay, so.
So, like.
We'll still have Google on speed.
I still don't know what that means.
I can't read the back of this. You got your little
mayonnaise bottle.
I want to read the back.
And you have a little nutrition.
See what
facts.
It's made of.
I don't know what it is. What if they have
eggs on it? You guys probably put shaving cream inside of it.
I'm talking. You don't even know what's in there. So you could end up sick or something. Wake up next morning with a disease.
If they put shaving cream in there and they don't let you read the labels?
My I'm suing. Going away now.
We gonna have some problems today. Right. Next up.
New Mexico. I told you.
Idiots are banned from voting.
Idiots?
Who's that?
Are banned from voting.
I know, you're talking about you, and you.
That's reasonable.
Yeah.
Very. Idiots are banned from voting. So all you idiots who voted for Donald Trump, that's why he's gone.
It's illegal now.
He's gone.
Nobody voted for him. He paid for his votes.
Ooh. He's gonzo.
Bye-bye. Adios.
And New Mexico, y'all rule, guys. Y'all rule. Y'all make that good corn. New York.
After 10 p.m. Slippers are banned?
What? I will not stand for this. I'll ring my button. I cannot agree with this. Aren't y'all supposed to be the fashion place? Why can't we wear our slippers?
They're fashionable and you're comfortable. And who are you to tell me what I need to wear on my feet?
I am going. If I was in New York, I would go up there and wear some slippers in front of the police. I do not care what you say.
Do a little dance.
Hey, y'all. Slippers are house shoes, and you could wear them in your house.
Yeah, I got some on.
Exactly.
If I go in front of the police with some slippers on, I'm gonna dance in front of them with my little shoes. Do that Irish dance.
Do a little jig.
And then I'm gonna run right back into my house, and I'm record this like, look, they trying to get me now. I just did some Irish dance in front of them.
Lock the doors. Okay.
Oregon.
It's illegal to go hunting in a cemetery. Why would you go hunting? Why would you go hunting in a cemetery?
Okay, I'm gonna just say this now.
Dumb.
Y'all some fake. You like being in the cemetery hunting? What is this? The Walking Dead? You wanna raise the dead? They're saying R.I.P. for a reason.
Period.
Are y'all trying to kill someone that's already dead?
Trying to get some dead and do this. I don't care what you do. Just you better not make the dead come for me. I wanna live a longer life. I don't wanna worry about nothing.
In peace, and I can eat my food.
I'ma live in peace and I'ma rest in peace. And we're gonna keep it that way.
Stupid people. Now, I got one thing to say. Whoever made these rules, y'all gone. I disposed you. I don't know who did, but I'm gonna expose you soon. Y'all gonna be the dumbest people on the line. Now we are rolling over to games. Who want to go first? I will go because I know more about this game than anyone. Get my eyebrows on fleek. Get eyebrows crumped.
Oh, girl, no.
Okay. Borderlands. First game. Cool girl.
We'll search up Borderlands for Leslie.
For all my Borderlands lovers. Hello, darkness, my old friend. I come to talk to you again. Bum, bum, bum. For all my Borderlands lovers, I'm here to bring to you Borderlands. Yeah. There are four new characters. The names of the characters are Moe's, Zane,
Amora,
Flark,
I think. Flack.
It's Flark.
Flack.
I call him Flark.
His name is
Amara.
Okay, and, so Amara is a sign.
And a new character I made up. Whatever that
Dave.
Pony's name. No, whoever that pony's no. name was. What do we but, name it? Buttercorn? I think it was Buttercorn.
I don't know. I don't remember.
Gosh, the name is Dave.
It was that unicorn that Tiny Tina made up in Borderlands 2. Oh, Butt Stallion. Yeah, that's what it was. The unicorn's name was Butt Stallion.
Okay.
The one that shoots out all that iridium. And
Borderlands
story.
2. Roland died.
Yeah.
So rest in peace.
I feel like they're killing off all the good characters. Any opinions right now?
That's crazy to talk about. So look at them thighs.
Why?
I don't know. They're just killing off all the good characters.
Oh, no. It was to make more room for the new characters and stuff like that.
I hope they do not kill Tiny Tina, though.
I know. Tina. She's a classy girl.
Let's talk about the difference between them all. Amora is a siren. She has tattoos like Lilith. If y'all haven't played Borderlands 3, I'm sorry for spoiling Tanis.
Tanis is also a siren.
I'm sorry for spoiling. And that new girl, Ava, she's going to be a siren. She is a siren in training.
Yep. China? Training.
Training. That's what she said.
She's like an apprentice China. For Maya. Maya died
vote.
Also.
Why can't I vote?
Who bring their bell?
No one.
Okay. Who has a ding dong?
Okay. So now we are going. Oh, the differences. Moe's has a giant bear.
She is a gunner.
And she used her bear in the army. Yeah, Moe's is my character that I chose. I went looking around the ship, and I found something that was a disc. Her and her manager, she cursed about. I can't even say. She was so mad when he told them that they were going someplace. I don't remember, though. And I don't know why.
Your character got some issues, and so does Moxie.
Yeah. Zane is lonely.
She got some big... Zane is a lonely man. Free spirit.
His only friend was his, His clone.
Yeah.
Basically, he worked alone until he met the Vault Hunters. Now, Flark. Flack. Which is aka Flag.
He's a beastmaster.
He is a robot, but wears many different clothes. I thought that he was a human at first. He is a beastmaster. Mm-hmm. He has three different beasts that you can use, but you can only use one at a time.
That can help with who you're fighting and bring up your health and things like that. What's wrong with you?
I don't know. Things I don't like about Borderlands is how do you take forever to reload your gun?
Mm-hmm. Like you're right there fighting a boss. You almost killed him. And then
boom, you're dead because you grabbed the gun.
Right.
It's the worst thing that could ever happen to them.
You know what I like in Borderlands?
Can you ring the bell?
Okay. So, things I don't like about the second worst thing that can happen to you is you reload when you're trying to get somebody up.
Yeah.
X is to reload and revive ally.
That happened when I was
she
trying to
thought
get
it
you
meant
up.
Allie. So, she pressed X. She was trying to get me up, and then she reloaded her gun. I'm like, are you trying to kill me?
No.
Are you trying to kill me?
I know. You left me to fight all these people before just hiding behind the bushes and the wall.
I wanted to shoot you so bad.
Oh yeah. So we were playing Roxy's Heist, and I kept on hiding behind stuff, and I told her, don't think of it as me being a coward. Think about it as you teaching me what you can do. She died so many times.
I've tried shooting her many times.
She died so many times.
Never worked.
Yep. Never worked.
Some but I knew she got these big old bugs for me. Like, them things is about... Huh.
She was screaming just so big, loud.
Like, these big... Like, I just hear noise. I'm like, what is that? So then I turned around and this big old bug is behind me.
It's Ratchet.
I wasn't ready.
The bug is a Ratchet, a.k.a. Ratchet. Alright, so... Our next game that we were just playing, that we all love but hate at the same time.
The game's boring.
The board game, Wife. Opinions. I think that game is boring but awesome.
Same,
but why you always end up with so many kids at the end? I guess I'd be lucky because I only end up with two. Okay. That'd be twins.
I had zero.
I had twins.
You had quite
the game was
before.
Fun to me. I liked it. Yeah, I didn't get I any didn't kids like at all.
She but had a whole
no child support.
She had a whole bunch of money.
Her dress.
Yeah.
With child support, so y'all can pay me. AKA, just pay me.
That only happens if you and your mans get divorced.
Got no mans. Just pay me.
Yes, your character is married. It's right there on the floor. You got two kids.
I got two twin cocks.
I got two
sorry.
Kids, one for the additions and one for the
sorry to burst your bubble, but...
Back at ya.
Okay. Well, excuse me.
Get my weave back and put some sweat.
Pat it up. Stiff wear.
I'm just gonna pat my weave and pat my head. Oh, this really itch.
That face, though.
Get a moment.
Have fun with that.
Enjoy.
Enjoy her ghetto. Okay.
Oh yeah.
Let's talk about the side missions.
Bro.
For Borderlands real quick. We forgot to talk about that while we're still on the subject.
No, I basically just talked. Oh, shut up. I got this.
Hey.
Alright, so Board Game Life. It is so confusing because you don't know where to start until you put the wheel down.
So you have to pay attention to the board.
And you either start on college career
or career.
Or career.
I like college career better. They got secret agents and things like that.
I had career and it sucked.
So did mine.
I was a dancer and then I was a race car driver.
I was a chef.
I mean, that's not bad.
And then I wanted to be a lawyer.
You wanted to be
so,
a lawyer?
So just so I could sue y'all. Just so it made sense when I sued y'all.
But you have to help people not get sued.
You're a lawyer.
I don't have a client. I am not getting arrested. I'm my own lawyer.
So you're trying not to get yourself arrested?
Or sued. Sounds pretty dumb to me.
Why would you be your own lawyer? Lawyer.
But the board game life is amazing. I was a banker. They had me running wild.
You just said you didn't like it.
I do like the banker.
You gotta hurry up and hand them the cash and take your turn in this.
Life is so wild because you get to twist and turn that you never know that will even happen. On stop,
you pick your path.
Yeah, if
you go risky or you play safe.
If you go to life, if you play life background. And you go to and you do one of the things, there's a stop sign that tells you how many kids you get if you roll. If you spin a certain number, it is terrible.
I think it was this certain number through 10, you get triplets.
Being boozled is horrible.
Oh, I only like how do they? I like all the good beans. Like, mostly I get the good beans, but then once a few times in a row, I'll get those bad beans. And like, how do they put all those different nasty flavors into one freaking bean?
You just be like this.
It hits you.
K.O.
Oh, crap. And you'd be on the
couch. Okay.
And
being bullseye, I always lose because I always get the most horrible beans. It is so disgusting. Man.
I need to know how they do that, though.
I cannot handle it.
America, explain.
What? Yes, America, please explain. We have been to a jelly bean factory. Like, it is nothing like they say it is. They lied to us. They must have a hidden room for bean bowls or something that they didn't want us to see.
Because we're up sure looking like, okay, what's with all the different flavors? How you putting it in the beans? Do they use, a little needle or something?
The booger one? Do they actually get real human boogers and go...
Right, just put the little DNA in there.
Did they actually barf that, on a thing?
No, I got
Did they actually put spoiled milk in a bean? Did they actually barf on a bean? I keep on going back to that one because I cannot handle it.
Okay, how do you know what barf tastes like?
All right, comments.
Because if you puke in your mouth, you could taste it.
Comments. One, two, three.
Is that a family feud?
Yes, it is.
Well, yes, it is for this episode.
I just wanted to ring my buzzer. It was fun.
Then, my opinion time.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so what was I about to say? Oh, yeah. I hate the spoiled milk one. How do they do that? Do they use the actual spoiled milk? Like, I've tasted spoiled milk before. I hate it. Like, it was a casual morning. I'm still half asleep, going in the fridge and everything. Didn't even bother to look at which one was which one was expired. I just went and poured. Got me a little container, some cereal, and poured. Grab my spoon. I'm like, it's chunkier. Definitely chunky.
A point that is off topic. Comment down below if you've ever been swimming. Our friend is having a party for New Year's.
She said it was after New Year's.
And now she's making it. She's making it too complicated, so now we gotta crash her party.
Yeah. What she said is foul, or do you think that what we're gonna do is wrong? I need to know your answers and response here. Or do you think it's right? Yes, and she is wrong.
Also, she left us trying to figure out who's gonna drive us there.
And Leslie's talking about 12. Leslie's talking about we can walk. No, honey, it is too far. I'm not doing that.
What if you had to?
And if we do, I would be on your back. I would be on somebody's back. I'm not walking.
Girl, I would have brought a bike. I would have brought a bike.
New Year's and go-karts.
Give me a go-kart or a power wheel, and I'll just be like,
we could get one of those toy cars. I call driving.
Right. They see me wrong.
New Year's Revolution. Woo. We're getting this New Year's Revolution on.
Okay. So, who going first? Ring your bell if you want to go.
I have none. My New Year's motto, my motto is, it's not cheating unless you get caught. Who's next?
I guess I'll go next. I don't know. Okay. Staying out of the kitchen in the fridge past midnight, I just get hungry out of nowhere.
Who's next?
But between me and you, it's not gonna happen. I'm gonna still keep going.
Who's next?
Beef nut.
Anaya's next. She's been quiet this whole time.
Talk.
Ring that bell, Anaya.
Talk. Oh, yeah, you can call her Poopy or Squirrel. She responds to both.
You ain't gonna bless me?
Do it again.
Bless you.
Do it again.
Wait, do it again.
What?
Do it again.
Sneeze.
Soldier boy, tell her. Yeah!
The man is good. The ladies and the fellas in the front. And then get silly.
Yay!
Okay, do your resolution.
Revolution. To not sneak out the house anymore.
Okay, yay. This family feud, you better answer.
I wasn't the one that snuck out the house.
That was a lie.
And I never snuck out the house in my life.
Period.
I'm too scared.
Period.
I will do it one day, but I'll walk out the door right in front of them.
You would get whooped.
My revolution.
My revolution is, that
right, mama?
Not to hit my head with the pool.
Okay, I got another one.
Not do so many risky things,
because I always get hurt doing them.
Yes.
No?
Don't.
Yeah, let's
hold
pop
it the other way.
Oh, this way?
No.
You're going to shoot yourself.
Pull this.
How dare you not do mine?
You messed it up.
I wanted to say my New Year's Revolution.
Say it!
I'm trying to.
Thanks, girl.
My New Year's revolution is to try to get straight A's in school because I guess I'm a responsible person.
You just lied.
I know.
But then again, we all just did.
Exactly.
Now, I want you, now, since this is the end of the episode, I want you to acknowledge everybody else's voice compared to Anaya's voice. She sounds like a little baby.
Comment down below your New Year's revolution.
I want to know
what love is.
You figured it out, but it wasn't the right one. So,
that's tough.
And that's the end of our show.
End of the show.
That's the end of the show. Thanks for listening.
It's been.
Oh!